The history of the Visuddhimagga is like that. At that time in Ceylon, in Sri Lanka, there were three main Theravada sects. One is called the Mahavihara, and the other is called Jetavana, and another is called Abhayagiri. They were rival Theravada sects. And depending on royal patronage, one sect would be more popular than the other. So at one time, when Mahavihara sect was under royal patronage, the elders of Mahavihara managed to convince the king that the scriptures and the ideas of Abhayagiri sect and Jetavana sect were all heresy, and their books have to be burnt. So the king followed the advice of the elders and burned up all the books. So now we don't have any more variant readings of Theravada scriptures because they've all been burnt. So what survives now is only one Theravada sect based on the Mahavihara. It seems that Venerable Buddhaghosa was not a Sri Lankan, he came from India. Now, which part of India is a bit debatable. Some Burmese historians even claim that Buddhaghosa was a Burmese. Anyway, he came from India over to Sri Lanka and he stayed in Mahavihara for some time, studying the texts and studying the oral tradition of the elders there. It seems that at that time, only the Pali Canon was in Pali, whereas the commentaries were written in Sinhalese. So Venerable Buddhaghosa at that time made a request to the elders there to enable him to translate the Sinhalese commentaries into Pali, so that non-Sinhalese Buddhist Theravadin monks can benefit. Of course, the Mahavihara elders have their own quality control, and they wanted to test whether Venerable Buddhaghosa is actually qualified to translate the Sinhalese commentaries into Pali. Because if he were not skillful enough, he could misinterpret their own ideas. So they put him to test, and it seems that the Visuddhimagga was the first text that he composed and he submitted to the elders of the Mahavihara like an entrance examination. And he passed with flying colors. They were very impressed with his presentation and all the views that he expressed, all the commentaries that he expressed in the Visuddhimagga is representative of the Mahavihara elders' view. In fact, when you read the suttas, sometimes the commentary to any particular sutta is no longer given in detail. You will be referred to Visuddhimagga. It says there in Visuddhimagga, I've already given an explanation for this term. Please refer back. In fact, the Visuddhimagga is considered to be a comprehensive commentary to the five Nikayas. It's all found inside there. Whereas more details are to be found in the individual commentaries to the suttas.